This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, it is time for us to meet someone who is in radio. We all like radio people, don't we, Sia?
Well, it's interesting because he approached me actually last week when we were broadcasting live at MediaTek, and he came up and he was interested in our setup and finding out and asking the right questions. So he said, hey, come on in.
There's a great sensational wonder today, we know. Everyone is talking and fooling with radio.
Yes, radio. So his name is Tony Friday. See, I met him the other day at MediaTek. So, Tony, did I get that right? Is it ZFM?
Yeah, ZFM stereo.
How are you, man?
Great. I love you guys.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I love your work.
So, are you guys based in Harare?
Yeah, we're in Harare, but it's a nationwide radio station.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's privately owned or it's government owned?
Privately owned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How's business?
It's the first privately owned radio station in Zim.
That's very impressive.
Been in existence for the last 5 years.
How's it going?
Great. We're celebrating our fifth birthday on the 15th of August.
All right. So you've got clients?
Of course we do.
You have listeners?
Yeah. I hope we do.
I was checking. All right. So when did the whole thing come about? Were you there at the beginning?
Yeah. I was actually the first jock on the radio.
Wow.
When we launched on the 15th of August, 2012, because I had been in South Africa for about 3.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I came back home to join that station. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So, what kind of shows did you do when you started?
I did, the 12 to 3 show.
Now, what kind of stuff did you do?
Well, I mean, it's just music, and it was called The Block. Music, entertainment, you know, lunchtime stuff.
What sort of music did you play?
Pop stuff. It's
okay, so it's like a contemporary hit radio station.
Yeah,
all right, very good.
Only cleaner.
Okay. No, well, that's all right. You want it to be clean. Sure.
Yeah.
So is it hard to run an independent radio station in Zim?
It's pretty tough in the environment that we're living in Zim right now. It's not the easiest thing to do because there's a lot more competition now than there was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 14 radio stations.
14?
Now. Only 14, yeah.
It's a lot, though.
Well, we have a population of about, 13 million people.
Yeah, so it's each million people get their own radio station.
Radio station.
So sounds fair to me.
14 radio stations, 6 are national.
Yeah.
And 8 are regional.
But you, according to Sia, you run 3 stations.
No. I'm program director for one, which is ZFM Stereo. I also help run the programming for the other 2 stations.
Oh, okay. So you're almost like, is that like you're helping them out?
No. It's actually because the 3 stations are all owned by one group, which is called AB Communications.
All right, and who's the guy who put up the money to make all this happen?
It was a whole bunch of guys.
Oh, really?
A whole bunch of guys, yeah. Okay. Different shareholders, yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the plan for you guys? I mean, are you growing nicely or are you sitting still at the moment? What's going on?
Yeah, in terms of listenership for the regional radio stations, the growth has been really, really fast. We just need to translate that into, you know, tangible revenue.
And what is English the medium of conversation on all 3 stations?
For ZFM Stereo, it is.
Okay.
But not for the other 2. Well, it's
Are the other 2 in Shona?
For the other 2, the one is in Shona and English, and Ntebele.
Okay.
And then the other one is almost 90% Shona.
Wow.
Yeah, just a little bit of English and the minority local dialects.
I hate radio management. I always have.
Why?
Because they're horrible people. Because they try to tell us what to do. Are you a nice manager? Are you one of those people who gives your DJs trouble?
I hope I am a nice manager.
All right.
Yeah.
And who's your biggest star on your station?
Oh, on our station. Well, which one? ZFM Stereo?
ZFM's the big
ZFM
one,
Stereo.
Right? Yeah.
We have, there's quite a few actually. Titch Mataz is on
is
our station.
Is Titch there?
Yeah, Titch is, he does our Saturday morning breakfast show. Yeah, he does our Saturday morning breakfast show.
What happened to him? I mean, he was here on 5FM for a while and then suddenly he had to leave. Was it like visa stuff or?
Legal. Yeah, visa legal stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then he went to Zim and has he been on there for a long time?
He was in Zim. He has been on radio since 2012, but on another station.
Okay.
And then you guys buy him over? Something like that.
All right. Yeah. Very nice.
So he does a weekend breakfast. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is quite big.
So what does he have to say for himself?
I think we'd have to call him in.
Get him to come and talk to me sometime.
Yeah.
He's allowed to come here, right?
Yeah. Give me your number. I'll ask him to give you a shout.
All right, so you listen to us with cliffcentral.com.
I do. I love the sex show on Friday.
Oh, very nice. I'm very glad that
you and a lot of people.
You know, we try to be useful, Tony.
What happened to that other lady spider? What happened to her? Where did you?
Oh, Black Spider. Well,
yeah.
She got on the sexy air one morning. Spider. Sexy yeah. spider. She got on the air one morning. She was a little bit tipsy.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. It was one of those.
Well, we didn't fire her, but she decided it was probably in her best interest to not.
Yeah.
I know she's still around. She was good fun though. I liked her.
She was. I liked how she did the whole sex thing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And you don't find John T very off-putting and creepy. No?
A little bit.
But you keep coming back for more. All right, what are the shows, dealers?
Well, this week they're doing what? Live
I
squirting.
Love the comedy shows.
Very good.
Yeah, and the business stuff. I'm a young entrepreneur as well, so yeah.
Yeah, I'd imagine there must be challenges with running a radio station. The most difficult part must be bringing in the money.
Yeah, and most importantly, trying to figure out who you're speaking to, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always try to use this example, like, you know, if I was to blindfold you and take you to some strange Asian country.
Yeah.
And then unblindfold you.
Yeah.
And then say, speak to these people. You have absolutely no idea who they are. So you don't even know what language to use or what sort of things to talk to them about, you know. But then the more information you get about them, you know, it becomes easier.
It's hard though.
It's tough.
So what do you think of radio in South Africa generally?
It's brilliant.
You think so?
Although I do think.
Name one show that's brilliant.
Cliff Central.
No, but we're not on radio. We're online. I mean, do you listen to the other stations?
I listen to Kaya a lot.
Okay, what are they up to? I haven't heard them for a while. Who's doing their morning show right now?
Bob.
No.
David O'Sullivan.
Oh.
What happened to Bob?
That's right. He's, Bob moved to. Yeah. He's in management.
Bob is in management now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I think he does the top 40 on a Saturday.
They don't have the chat show anymore.
He does something on a Saturday.
They scrapped the chat show.
God, okay. See, none of us really know what's going on there. Yeah. Well, there we go. Well, see the Kaya FM audience ratings. Is it hard to get figures on your ratings in Zim?
It's extremely
difficult. How do they figure it out?
Well, there's research companies that claim to know, so we go by that.
Okay, and then advertisers do as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever get high-profile interviews like the president?
We haven't had a presidential interview in a bit.
You have had one?
He's done a couple of drops for us, though, in the past.
Oh, you're kidding. So this is
like top 40?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Robert. You're listening to the number two.
This is the number two
song in Zimbabwe.
No, I'm kidding. No, not the president, but maybe a couple of, high-profile people, sports people, business people.
Right. Yeah. Who are the celebrities who attract the most attention in Zim? Who would get you really good ratings?
You know, you would be so surprised. It's actually business people.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Like who?
There's a guy called Ginimbi. He's actually based here in South Africa.
Ginimbi?
Yeah.
What is
genius.
He
genius.
What
a business person. He's a socialite business person.
Uh-huh.
Slash other things.
Have I heard of him?
Maybe not.
I should have by the sound of things.
Yeah.
And do you ever listen to our No Borders show?
I haven't listened to
that. With two guys on, Kamupiri and KF Malini.
I should check that out, but I haven't listened to that yet.
Yeah, they do a show that's basically for the rest of Africa.
What is it about?
Well, they're Zimbabwean guys.
Okay.
And they started off with a show, and it was originally called
Zim Conversations.
Oh.
Yeah, and they would just talk to a whole lot of Zimbabweans who were in South Africa or across the world, and it was a way to connect Zimbabweans all over the world.
Nice. I'm sure I can catch a few podcasts on.
Sure. Go and take a listen.
What time are they on live?
They're on a Friday.
Friday.
What time?
One.
Yeah, it's like one.
Okay. Yeah.
And how big is myzimbabwe.co.za? ZW in Zimbabwe.
It's a huge site. It's very important.
Because, I mean, here we have, like, obviously a lot of big new websites.
It's a very important site, Ben.
I have issues with those guys.
Why? Do you think that they're fake news?
No, because I think my challenge with a lot of the online publications is that, you know, they, because I live there, so sometimes they not so accurate when they write stories.
Like when they wrote about...
okay, well, let's just look at the current homepage. Three women gang rape well-known man of God.
Wow.
That was so. I saw that in the morning. I thought that was so weird because one of the ladies says, they just asked me to bring the condoms. I wasn't part of the whole whatever. And I'm like, okay.
Wow. It seems like a wild place. Like there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens.
Mm, I don't know. The story sounds pretty hectic.
I've been to Harare once or twice. How's it going over there?
The weather is lovely.
No. I'm talking about like what's the feeling generally. Because the last time I was there, it was upbeat, very positive. People are...
Harare people hustle to survive.
Yeah.
So when you get to Harare, the first thing that you notice is, you know, the speed at which things happen. You know, people are trying to make things happen. And so, you know, there's so much energy in the, but it's tough generally.
And infrastructure wise, I mean, sometimes you know that you're drunk if you're driving down the road and you don't hit any potholes. That's what someone told me last time I was there. Is that true?
Not entirely. A little bit, but not entirely. Yeah.
I love the stereotyping. Don't take anything I say personally. Mm. All right. And where are your offices based? Are you in the CBD?
We're in the CBD. Well, just outside the CBD, maybe about 10 Ks outside the CBD, five maybe, in a place called Newlands.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should go and work for you. How much you pay?
I don't think we could afford you, Gary.
Oh, I bet you could. You know what? I'm earning 0.0 at the moment. So you tell me.
I'm sure.
Come on, give me an offer. I'll go. Bring my Bali and Ben. And Mabs, you want to go to Harare? Come on.
But then I would have to speak to HR first and, you know,
okay,
see
speak
what's on
to
the
HR.
Table.
Do me a favor. When you get
There's
back, speak,
Steven.
Speak to Steven HR and then, let's see.
Yeah, make an offer and then see if you can come down.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mabs, you in?
For a short while.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I'm not moving there, is what I'm saying.
So I'll fly you in.
Like, I'll be there for a month and then I'll come back.
Okay, right. Amanda, are you keen? Right. Let me try and get Amanda to buy into this. She'll come with me. Amanda, you'll come, right? You'll come to Zim.
She's speaking. I can't hear.
Oh. I don't know what's going on here. Let me see if I can just change it here. Oh, I hate when machines don't work for us. Okay, yeah. No, still not. Sorry. Can't talk to Amanda. All right, well, very nice to meet you, Tony, and pop by and see us again sometime. What do you think of our little setup here?
It's beautiful. I love the, you know, it's very yellow. And somebody needs to spray that couch.
Why? You think
I
it's dirty?
A couple of ants.
Ants? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. All right, we've got to go and sort that out. All right, let's get right to it. Thank you very much.
This is CliffCentral.com.